Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a writer-director whose new period action film Heretic is in the works now. To follow along, check out Heretic the Movie, all one word, on your social medias. Welcome John Fallon back to the program. John!
Hey, guys, how you doing?
John, I'm doing really good.
Mike, very we nice. Made sure that John had his blindfold on.
John, yeah, you got your blindfold on.
I can't see nothing.
John, we're bird boxing, John.
Oh, God. Kill me now. Fuck. I have no words about how that film became.
John, tell us why Bird Box is the greatest movie of all time. Go.
It's not.
Oh.
How did it become part of our cultural zeitgeist and is beloved by millions of Americans?
You really don't want me to get into that. But, you really
actually
don't. But I will say that
really
in my
do.
Useless opinion, the first 40 minutes were good. But the second, John Malkovich decided to go somewhere. It was downhill from there.
So you were in it for Malkovich.
Everybody should be expecting massive spoilers. So if you haven't watched Bird Box and want to, tune out.
I'm trying to be nice, you know?
You don't have to.
Okay. So the second Malkovich was deceased. Yeah, the movie went like nowhere slow. It was a bore fest, predictable.
See what it,
ending,
what it was? It.
Are
ending,
you telling
man.
Me you predicted the community of blind people in the woods who just so happened to have her nurse or doctor there with them?
Right. Well, where else would she be?
It's a callback, Travis.
I did not predict that the ending would be a blind community. No, not at all. But really, how can you predict such a fucking lukewarm, underwhelming, go fuck yourself ending, right?
Yeah, I agree. I felt that the movie didn't know what it wanted to be. Like, they were trying to make this, tense horror movie, kind of like A Quiet Place. You got The Mist, where you've got the whole community trapped inside the house. But you've got this, disattached mother story where she's not gonna connect with her children to save their lives, and it's like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Absolutely was the fact that grocery store run scene was almost directly pulled from The Mist.
Yeah
it was actually
so we got a couple of them where you can't talk. We got a couple of them that you can't see. The one with the blind guy in the house, Travis.
Can't breathe.
We need a taste one now, John. Can we collaborate on a taste movie somehow?
Yeah, don't lick.
Yeah, don't lick. Don't lick it.
Yeah. Yeah. Licking bad.
How many licks does it take?
Exactly.
There it is, Travis. There it is.
Actually, my final thing on Bird Box, or bird shit as I call it, is the fact that, you know, it opens up with her going through like the most boring river run ever. Alone with the two kids. So then, you know, it goes backwards and shows us with all the group of characters that I know are dead now because you decided to play this fucking time back and forth. I know they're dead, so there's no suspense. I knew everybody
and there's
was
no,
going to check
like,
out.
Yeah, there's no consequence. Like, I don't feel attached to anybody because obviously they're not here with us.
Maybe
at the
they
end
just
of
had a
movie.
Disagreement, guys.
No, I feel completely the same.
Sure.
I couldn't put my finger on it either, why I didn't connect with the relationship from Sandra Bullock and that one gentleman. Like, I didn't really, but you put the nail on the head. There was never going to be any scenario where they were going to be together. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is it, John,
well, you know what else is really fucked up? Is that we're actually talking about Bird Box for the last 15 minutes.
It's in the cultural sphere, John. It's in the it's the thing. It's FOMO is what it, the fear of missing out. Everybody's seen Bird Box, John. What are we going to do? Not talk about Bird Box? We got Bird Box fever.
I can't wait to see what influence Bird Box has on Heretic.
Oh, yeah. No, well, it's already. I already rewrote the script. All the Templars are blindfolded. And they're attacked by flying leaves. Yeah? Leaves that fly. Yeah?
So this Heretic, it's a passion project of yours, right?
You wanted
to make this one for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for some reason, it's the film that, I have other films that I was slated to direct, and now I've kind of outsourced to other directors where I'm attaching other directors. But Heretic It's just a movie that, yeah, I'm just gelled to, and I'm just not going to stop until
now
it's done.
I've read some of your descriptions of it, but you're going to have to explain it to me like I'm five, because I read the description. So there was a crusade. That was the one that that Robin Hood was going on, right? Robin Hood was fighting people while people were out on the crusades.
Yeah, he was actually. Yeah,
and then that one,
the Kevin Costner one, yeah.
And then that one ended, and that one went pretty good. But then there was a second one, and that one didn't go so good. And that's the one that you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's the one. Yeah, after that one, my two heroes come back, and they're not really in a chipper mood, and they're given a mission, and on this mission, they basically have to fight external foes, obviously, but also themselves internally. So it's a Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy movie meets a very action-y, I wouldn't say Braveheart, although some people have compared it to it, but the way I'm going about it with the action is very elevated. So more elevated than you would see. Like, I'm going to cheat a little bit. Like, you wouldn't see the type of fighting I'm going to show you. You wouldn't see it in a film in that period, but I'm going to cheat a little bit just to make it more exciting.
So you're going to Armenia?
Yes.
When are you doing it? You know, that's where System of a Down is from, Drunk.
Armenia. Oh, yeah. Great band. Yeah, no, it's funny because I was basically raised in an Armenian, Greek, Italian neighborhood, and I seem to always gravitate towards Armenian, Greeks, or Italians. So Heretic, my lead producer, is Armenian, and one of the executive producers is Armenian, and one of the leads is Armenian.
So you figured
then they head there? Yeah, no, that's it. I know you have an Armenian joke coming. So I'll let you go for it.
I just figured, you know, you got all these Armenians, might as well go to Armenia, right?
Well, it's not a really funny joke, man. But In all seriousness, is that the thing with Armenia is, for a period piece set, you know, after the Second Crusade, Armenia had everything. Like, I don't even need a set. We're shooting on location, everything, from old churches, old castles. Wow. You know, really vast mountains, and at a very cheap price.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, I'm getting everything that I want. It's gonna make a movie with a XXX, which, you know, you never say the budget look like it's fucking, you know, $25 million, $35 million dollar picture.
Why do you never say the budget?
It's a rule of thumb in the business.
Mike, you don't want people knowing what he
right.
can do.
It's not really about the people. It's more about the buyers. If I say my movie cost, I don't know, let's say $150,000.
Right.
And then I go and sell it, but it looks like a $1.5 million. But the guy knows I spent $150,000. Well, he's going to lowball the shit out of me.
Yeah. And next time he's going to get $100,000 to make a movie instead of $150,000.
There you have it. So, but, you know, if your film looks like 1.5, but you spent, let's say, I don't know, 200, well, then, you know, you'll get offers that match a $1.5 million budget.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Strategy.
True that.
So, John, you making a movie with a abominable snowman also?
Yes, actually. Yeah. No Man's Ridge, which is, written and to be directed by Eric Red, who I'm sure you guys know, who, you know, wrote The Hitcher, Near Dark, directed Body Parts, Bad Moon, 100 Feet, Undertow, Cohen and Tate. I got attached to that one actually a couple years back. I've seen a lot of Bigfoot movies, but I can't really say that I've seen many really good Bigfoot movies. I saw Abominable, which I liked, and I think that was Harry and the Andersons, but it's not a horror movie.
You have to.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was really the only one that was any good, really.
You know,
Bobcat made that movie, but you never saw the big one.
I never saw the film.
So was it just wind, Travis?
No, there is Bigfoots. You just never see him.
Is he blindfolded?
Yeah. Well, they're in a tent the entire movie, pretty much.
Okay. The Blair Witch Project guy did one too, and it was all right. Actually, I enjoyed it. It was a found footage one, but what was it? Exist, I think it was called. Right.
Those make my tummy hurt, John. The found footage.
Found footage. Yeah.
I get away from those as soon as I see them.
Now, some of them are good. Not
yeah,
many.
So some of them are pretty yeah. good. It depends.
I mean, I understand. It's probably great, but it makes my tummy hurt.
Well, yeah, you know, Pepto, I guess. Or...
hey, just take motion sickness pills before you watch the movie.
Exactly. So, but anyways, in terms of No Man's Race, it's not a found footage movie, by the way, even though we have extreme hunters. Extreme Hunters is actually a real subculture where hunters put cameras on their guns, on their helmets, on their arrows when they shoot arrows, and they go out and, you know, hunt. So when Mr. Red, you know, discovered that subculture, he thought it'd be interesting to incorporate it within a Bigfoot movie. And I read the script maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. And
do you believe in a Bigfoot?
Not really, no.
No, I was going to say, no. We would find Bigfoot if there was Bigfoot.
Well, there's enough people looking for him.
There's so many people looking for Bigfoot.
I can't really say I've...
Like,
at this point,
Bigfoot would have to know that people are looking for him, and that's how elusive he is.
He knows. Well,
maybe he hunkered down in a mansion in Baltimore and is making videos for himself.
Maybe. Maybe. You never know. Right. You know, we live in a very interesting time. We never know.
I don't know. Okay.
But... anyways, it's exactly the kind of Bigfoot I'd want to see with No Man's Ridge, you know, which is filled with action. It's like the aliens of Bigfoot movies.
Does the Bigfoot talk?
No. No, but he's a horny Bigfoot. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, nice.
There
that
we go.
I
like that.
You just sold it right there, John.
Boom.
There you go.
I didn't know about the Bigfoot movie until you said that. Now I'm on board.
He's not just called Bigfoot, you know? He's got other names.
You know what they say about guys with big feet.
There you go. There you go.
Bigfoot likes to fuck.
So, guys, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to follow John on the social media. Is it John_H_Fallon? Is that John H. Fallon, I think? You're different stuff on different things.
Yeah, I'm different everywhere, sadly.
You don't make it easy.
You can follow me on Facebook. And it's Fallon Johnny. And you could follow me on Twitter. It's John H. Fallon. And what else we got? Yeah, Instagram, which is John_H_Fallon. And the H is only there because some other dude took John Fallon everywhere.
John, could I ask you, and I'm sure you probably have been asked enough times, but what was your favorite movie of 2018?
Oh, fuck. What came out? Give me titles.
It was that Will Smith one, Bright.
Was it Bright?
Was that last year?
No, that was last year, and I didn't see that one.
Jesus, that seems like a lifetime ago.
I didn't see that one. Was Creed 2 last year?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, I really enjoyed Creed 2.
Okay.
Are you looking forward to the third Creed when he fights Thunderlips' son?
I hope they don't go that way, but I don't think they will because Rocky's... I think now Creed 3 is just going to go... They're going to go their own way now. Rocky's going to be out of the picture.
Yeah, it has to be. He has to take the mantle and move forward.
But I would personally rather see a spinoff of Drago's.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because I really, in terms of Creed 2, I really, and I know they had shot more stuff with, Ivan Drago and his son.
Yeah.
But they cut it out because it was making them too sympathetic.
Oh, sure.
But for me, they were still very sympathetic, and I'm like, fuck, I would love to follow a film franchise where they go back to Russia and now, like, rebuild this kid to try to become, you know, champ again, or not necessarily to go and fight Adonis Creed, but just his own path, a spinoff. I'd love
a
spinoff on it.
For me personally, you could put Dolph Lundgren in just about anything at all board.
I agree. And Dolph in Creed 2, wow, really, really, really great performance.
I haven't seen it.
So Creed 2 stuck with me, and if you guys tell me, I've been like,
did you see Mandy?
Yeah, nah, it's
not a fan.
Not for me. No, it was. I mean, it looked visually, the aesthetics. I liked a lot of it. Nicolas Cage, I thought, gave a really, really strong performance. But for me, and this is just my opinion, it's like the film didn't want to deliver what I wanted.
You know what I watched that I had a lot of fun with was Upgrade.
Great upgrade. Oh, the Lee Whannell thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen it yet. It's on really, my pile. Really yeah, fun. I heard it's really, everybody tells me it's my kind of movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, really, I've been working as, you know, I'm going to sound like an asshole, but I have literally been working so much that, and I've seen movies, but not nearly as much as I used to.
Sounds like a good problem. I lost the plot.
Do you try not to watch movies because you're worried that the style and stuff will kind of infect the way that you're doing it, or?
No, like, not at all. Not at all.
You're able to separate it.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. I mean, I just don't have the time, you know, and I think a lot of like older dudes go through this shit is that I seem to, when I do have free time, I'll watch some shit that I'll watch Nighthawks, or I'll watch
something you've seen a million times.
A million times, but I know it's going to deliver 100%.
Yeah, it's comfort food. Like, I just want some mac and cheese, so I'm
going to some Chuck Norris, or I watch a Christmas. I watch Die Hard 2. I even rewatched Die Hard 5, which I actually enjoyed way
more
than.
Is that Live Free?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the Jai Courtney one?
The one in Russia.
Oh, the Russian. I like that.
Yeah, Jai Courtney. Yeah.
It took me about 3 times before I could appreciate that movie.
Mm. I thought the first hour is pretty solid. It's the last. Once they get to Chernobyl, the movie kind of fucking falls apart. But the first 2 acts I thought were pretty solid in terms of just a fast paced, no bullshit action movie with, you know, some funny one liners and shit like that. It's not Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, which for me are classics, but it's still an entertaining action film. So I tend to go back. And funnily enough, this year I said, all right, everybody's talking about Bird Box. Let me, instead of watching fucking The Hidden, which is what I was going to watch, I decided to watch Bird Box.
You fell for it, with Kyle MacLachlan?
We all fell for it.
Yeah, man. I love that movie.
That's the thing. That's what Bird Box did. It definitely, they found a way almost pressure everybody into watching that fucking movie. Like, you didn't watch it because it was like, oh, I heard about this, I want to see this movie. It's just like, I better watch this.
Matt, I made Travis watch like Bird Box last night.
I said, I stayed up late to watch that fucking movie.
I said, Travis, you better watch Bird Box, man, because we're doing some Bird Box stuff tomorrow. And he stayed up and watched it.
Bird Box is the fucking Me Too of movies.
Wow, well said, man. Well said.
I just, everybody's
talking about it, so I guess it's got to be something to it, and I was wrong. Yeah, it was all hype, and it's really not a great film at all. It's one of those little internet, you know, sensations. Again, my opinion, you know, I'm sure some people listening are like, oh, fuck you, man, Bird Box rocks. So that's fine, man. Knock yourself the fuck out with it.
Bird Box is the cultural equivalent of the Baby Shark song from Japan.
Dude, I don't even know what that is, and let's keep it that way.
As soon as the show's over, I'm sending it to you, John.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
You don't need that in your head.
John, before we let you go, I have a pretty important question I need to ask you.
Sure, shoot.
Are you any of the Masked Singers? Like, are any of them you? Like, are you the deer guy? Or are you the monster?
What in God's name are you talking about, bro?
See, that's exactly.
I told you, Mike. It's horrible. It's horrible.
That's what a masked singer would say.
That's what he'd say, isn't it? He'd pretend to not even know what it was.
Is that something else you guys are going to send me after
the show? Yeah, John. I'm going to a list going of stuff I'm going to send you after the show.
John doesn't need to watch network TV.
Wink, wink. You got it, right? You got it? All right.
Well, I'm sending John the mask. What was the other thing I said I was going to send him, Travis? I got to write these down.
Baby shark.
Yeah, baby shark.
Baby shark.
Baby singer. Shark.
John, we're gonna keep you informed, man. I know you're busy. You can't keep up with all these things. So the Masked Singer and Baby Shark are coming to your inbox pretty soon.
So do we know when this heretic will be able to watch this, or is it out already? Or
no, he hasn't.
Actually, we're in pre-production right now. We're casting, and we're right this second we're in the negotiation phase with, like, quote unquote, you know, big names. And we're slated to shoot mid this year.
So you get to watch the social medias and see the whole process.
So 2021 probably.
No, actually, it's going to go pretty fast. It's going to go pretty fast because like the money guys want it fast.
I saw the poster and it looked super awesome. I'm totally into that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's actually just a promo teaser thing that, you know, we whipped up really fast, to be completely honest with you. So, but I'm happy that, you know, I think it's pretty cool as well. So, but yeah, no, I'm trying to get the film done for October. This year. Wow. So finish everything.
Well, you'll have to, John, you'll have to come back when you have it in the can and you're ready to premiere.
Most definitely, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Thank you so much for having me. This drink is in your honor. Cheers.
Cool. Take care. Cheers,
later, guys.
Trevor, I like John Fallon.
Love that guy.
Love that John Fallon.
Good guy. I think he's probably one of the Masked Singers.
Good Charles. People. Good people.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
I don't think he's the deer, though.
See, that's just the thing, though. Travis is...
Is there a bear?
Maybe he's the peacock.
When you deny it, even as convincing as he was, that he doesn't know what the Masked Singer
pretended
is.
To know, he pretended to not even know what the Masked Singer was. That's an automatic clue.
It sounds like he's right. The Masked Singer.
If you watched one football game at all this season, you know what the Masked Singer is.
Exactly. If you watched one playoff game this weekend, you saw the promo for that thing 4,000 times.